At this point, it was enlarged from the old road to its present width by cutting into the solid bastion of the rock on the far side of the gorge, and its left or western edge, looking down from the pass and the bridge, was marked and protected by a line of upright, cut blocks of stone, where its edge fell sheer away to the gorge. The gorge was almost a canyon here, where the brook that the bridge was flung over merged with the main stream of the pass. And the other post? Robert Jordan asked Anselmo. 500 meters below that turn, in the roadmender's hut that is built into the side of the rock. How many men? Robert Jordan asked. He was watching the sentry again with his glasses. The sentry rubbed his cigarette out on the plank wall of the box, then took a leather tobacco pouch from his pocket, opened the paper of the dead cigarette, and emptied the remnant of used tobacco into the pouch. The sentry stood up, leaned his rifle against the wall of the box, and stretched, then picked up his rifle, slung it over his shoulder, and walked out onto the bridge. Anselmo flattened on the ground, and Robert Jordan slipped his glasses into his shirt pocket and put his head well behind the pine tree.
There are 7 men and the corporal, Anselmo said, close to his ear. I informed myself from the gypsy.
We will go now as soon as he is quiet, Robert Jordan said. We are too close.
Hast thou seen what thou needest?
Yes, all that I need. It was getting cold quickly now, with the sun down, and the light was failing as the afterglow from the last sunlight on the mountains behind them faded.
How does it look to thee?
Anselmo said softly as they watched the sentry walk across the bridge toward the other box, his bayonet bright in the last of the afterglow, his figure unshapely in the blanket coat.
Very good, Robert Jordan said. Very, very good. I am glad, Anselmo said. Should we go? Now there is no chance that he sees us.
The sentry was standing, his back toward them, at the far end of the bridge. From the gorge came the noise of the stream and the boulders. Then through this noise came another noise, a steady, racketing drone, and they saw the sentry looking up, his knitted cap slanted back, and turning their heads and looking up, they saw, high in the evening sky, 3 monoplanes in V formation, showing minute and silvery at that height where there was still sun, passing unbelievably quickly across the sky, their motors now throbbing steadily.
Ours? Anselmo asked.
They seem so, Robert Jordan said, but knew that at that height you never could be sure. They could be an evening patrol of either side. But you always said pursuit planes were ours because it made people feel better. Bombers were another matter. Anselmo evidently felt the same.
They are ours, he said. I recognize them. They are Moskas.
Good, said Robert Jordan. They seem to me to be Moskas, too.
They are Moskas,
Anselmo said.